Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I am happy to be here with you on a Wednesday night. I hope you had a good hump day. Maybe you got a couple of humps in. If not, don't worry about it. I'll do my best to get you over the hump. All right, I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. And this is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Look, we got a busy night. The Eastern Conference Finals has started in the NBA. Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat are kind of going back and forth right now in this minute. They just got started in the third quarter. The Heat have started to go on a little bit of a run, and they are currently tied 78 all halfway through the third. We'll keep you up to date on this game as it continues on. It's been a fun watch so far, and we'll get there. Also, Nikola Jokic, 30-20 games, triple doubles. It seems people are starting to pay more and more attention to Nikola Jokic now that we're outside of the regular season. We'll talk about Jokic in a few minutes. He's receiving praise just all over the place, and it's pretty fun. It's a good thing to see, given his standing, how he got into the NBA, and what he's doing now, and what he could potentially do. So we'll talk about Nikola Jokic. It's a Wednesday night. I bring you a new top six list every single Wednesday night, and we'll do that 2 hours from now. With so much going on surrounding Victor Wembanyama and going to the Spurs, and I hear people out there, it's rigged, it's rigged. These are people who have, I'm sure they haven't been around too much, but it's easy to say that it's rigged. And Victor Wembanyama is really getting blown up as a prospect in the NBA right now. And so we're going to deliver to you a top six list. Who are some of the most hyped prospects in NBA history? We'll deliver that top six list to you 2 hours from now. Alex Smith, yeah, that Alex Smith, the one that threw the football, basically had his leg explode into a million pieces. Alex Smith, man, every chance and opportunity that he gets, he's destroying head coach Rob Saleh from the New York Jets because of the development or the lack of development with Zach Wilson. And so we'll get into that. Draymond had some words for Victor Wembanyama. DeMar DeRozan, who really doesn't say too much in the NBA, has been one of the best players in the league over the past 10 years. I guess he finally feels comfortable enough to open up. He's kind of killing some of the guys in the league. Wouldn't have expected it to come from him. And so we got a lot to do, a lot to get into. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, of which there are hundreds all over North America, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you can always ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Follow me on social media at JR Sport Brief. You already know everything that we will discuss and talk about tonight. It's not that difficult. So we got this Eastern Conference Finals game going on right now. Miami now leads 83-80. But last night, we saw a good game in Denver between the Nuggets and the Los Angeles Lakers. The Nuggets were able to hold on despite blowing out the Lakers early. Lakers went on a run. And the Nuggets, they got the victory at home. We hear so much all the time. You go to Denver, it's all about the altitude. Teams are going to get tired. It takes a quarter or so to get acclimated. Maybe it takes a game in a series to be acclimated. You tire out, your lungs burn, and the Nuggets, that certainly seemed appropriate. They ran the Lakers out of the building. The Lakers caught their second wind, and the Nuggets were able to hold on. And I don't know how much you can say hold on when Nikola Jokic, someone who is a two-time NBA MVP winner, finishes the night with 34 points, 21 rebounds, and 14 assists. I mean, this man is putting himself in the category, stat line-wise, 30-20-10, of the Wilt Chamberlains and Kareems of the world. This is Nikola Jokic here. This is a dude who looked like the Pillsbury Doughboy when you look at some of his childhood photos. This is a guy who was drafted in, I can't even think about this. He was drafted in the second round. They didn't even televise when he got drafted. There was like a Taco Bell, I guess maybe a little appropriate. There was a Taco Bell commercial running when Nikola Jokic was drafted. The NBA didn't even bother. It just popped up at the bottom of the screen. Denver selects Nikola Jokic. He came over to the United States. He's more than 300 pounds. He's down in gallons of soda a day. The training staff had to get him in shape. I remember vividly, shout-outs to my main man, Paul Millsap, looking at this guy saying, man, this guy has talent. He just has to get in shape. The world is his oyster. And we've seen what has taken place. And it's now that he's finally getting his just due. Even with the first two MVPs, people looked at him and said, oh, yeah, the numbers are nice, but what's he doing? The man was out there giving Anthony Davis the business last night. The Los Angeles Lakers decided it was better to throw Rui Hachimura on him and treat Anthony Davis like he was, I don't know, Ed Reed. Go out there, play safety. Let Rui play him man-to-man at corner, and you go play safety. Please protect the goal. Jokic was out there knocking down threes over Anthony Davis. And now at this stage of his life, at 28 years old, Jokic is in his prime. He's in better shape. He moves up and down the court faster. He's deceptively athletic. He played water polo. This guy, he might be not the most attractive guy physically, but the man is busting ass. Anthony Davis, I mean, after the game, he talked about how this man just, you can't do anything but look at him and just shake your head.
I mean, he's a two-time MVP. He's very skilled. Obviously, as his numbers show. Made some tough shots. You know, we just try to make it tough for him, you know, switching up matchups and schemes on him. But, you know, he's been playing well through the entire season and, you know, especially in this playoff. So, you know, you tip your hat to him. And then a shot, I just looked at him and just smiled. I mean, there's nothing else I could have done. He 40 feet away from the basket, you know, one dribble kind of throws it up and it goes in. So, it was definitely one of them nights.
Yeah, that's the cool part. You know, I don't play basketball no more. I didn't play basketball at a high level. But every now and then, just walking into a gym or playing in high school or, you know, really playing against folks who were the best of the best. I never played against any pros. I can't say that. I was on the court a couple of times with the future WNBA player, Shannon Bobbitt. A matter of fact, a few of them. Shannon Bobbitt, who played at Tennessee with Candace Parker and then went on to play with her with the Sparks. Epiphany Prince, played in the WNBA. I'm not sure if she's still in the league right now. Played overseas as well, scoring 100-plus points in a game and going into the WNBA for Chicago and lighting it up. They would step out onto the court, and they would abuse people. And whether it was a man or whether it was a woman, you know when someone out there on the court can't be stopped. Where it doesn't matter what you do, they have a counter. It doesn't matter what you do, they're making the shot. You know, every now and then I would feel like I was on fire. Man, somebody be in my face, I knock down the J. Real easy. I wish it happened more often, but I can remember the feeling. And the fact is, you gotta respect somebody that you cannot stop. And that's Nikola Jokic right now. And I guess it's taken all of the garbage and the nonsense from someone like Kendrick Perkins to come out and talk about how, oh, he's getting the attention because why? I guess he's white. Maybe these MVPs are here because he's white. And now let's stop that nonsense. If Nikola Jokic was on a basketball court with Kendrick Perkins, he would be destroying him. Kendrick Perkins would want to sit down. He'd probably try to foul him because there wasn't too much of any additional skill that Kendrick Perkins had. And it's not just Anthony Davis who's showing love to Nikola Jokic. There's a former teammate of Kendrick Perkins who showed him a whole lot of love as Nikola Jokic gave him the boot. And that's Kevin Durant. Yeah, Anthony Davis, one of the greatest NBA players. He's on that 75-76 list. Kevin Durant is on that list as well. And when he got eliminated, Kevin Durant just said, man, I ain't surprised at nothing that this guy does. Did you see him?
Is there any different level of respect or anything about his game that changes once you compete for a series?
Nah. I always have respect that these guys are good, you know, especially somebody like Jokic. I've been watching him playing against him for a minute now since he hit his peak as a player. So going to go down as one of the all-time great centers to ever touch a basketball.
I love to hear it, man. Because what he's saying is not an exaggeration. And I guess it actually takes folks who are on the basketball court against Jokic for him to get his respect, not Kendrick Perkins now on television, who was a nice enforcer, a nice big man, but he wasn't no star. What was Kendrick Perkins' offensive move? A free throw to miss? What was he doing out there? And so Nikola Jokic deserves this. And maybe he's not getting the love and the attention because he's not American. Maybe it's because he's not the most entertaining individual. Nikola Jokic, listening to him speak, is like he got no interest. He just wants to play basketball. He wants to drink a beer. He wants to ride horses. He wants to sit in his pool. He wants to just chill. And I can't blame him. This man signed a 5-year, $272 million extension last year. I don't know about his shoe deal. I've never seen Nikola Jokic in a commercial. I wouldn't say that he's a someone that you can really market here in the United States of America. And who cares? He's one of the most exciting basketball players in the NBA right now. And Kevin Durant is not exaggerating. When you're putting up numbers like 30 points, 20 rebounds, and double-digit assists like it is nothing, yeah, you can put yourself in the conversation of being one of the greatest centers ever. And no, I'm not sitting here right now telling you that Nikola Jokic is a Kareem. I'm not telling you that he is Wilt. I'm not telling you that Nikola Jokic is Shaquille O'Neal or that he is even one of my favorite players of all time, Hakeem Olajuwon. But Nikola Jokic is 28 years old. He has hardware to back up his accomplishments. His stats and his numbers are absolutely ridiculous. And Mike Malone said it a couple of weeks ago. The Denver Nuggets don't get any respect. They don't get the respect that you would expect them to because they haven't won anything yet. Mike Malone said it was pretty reasonable for that to be the case. You don't win, you don't get the love. We know that the NBA and sports, It's all about titles, right? All about rings. You don't win the ring, you ain't got a thing. Charles Barkley makes jokes about it. I don't have no championships, and they make fun of me on TV. That's just what it is. Victor Wembanyama asked last night, hey, what are the San Antonio Spurs getting from you? I'm going to show up, I'm going to do this, whatever, whatever, and I'm trying to win a ring. Like, well, okay. It's all about the rings. But go ask folks like Russell Westbrook. Go ask people like, I don't know, Chris Paul. Ask Reggie Miller. Ask Karl Malone. It took a while. Ask Gary Payton. Ask Jason Kidd. It doesn't matter if you never won a ring or you got one in the later stages of your career. You can go out there for 10 to 20 years. It ain't easy for everybody. A championship isn't the birthright for everybody. But a ring for Nikola Jokic will put him in the conversation, solidified as just flat and period, one of the best centers of all time. We can go ahead and put him in that category of an Hakeem. We can put him in that category of a, I'd say he's having a better career so far already than a Patrick Ewing. We can put him there as one of the greatest centers of all time if he picks up a championship. And I don't know. If Nikola Jokic can do this for a few more seasons without a ring, he's still going to be considered one of the greatest big men that the league has ever seen. He's an anomaly. He looks like a dude that rolled off of his couch and is busting yo ass. Nikola Jokic is the prime YMCA LA Fitness player, except for he is one of the most skilled big men that you will have ever seen. And it's a beautiful thing for the NBA, where you can now look at every corner of the globe and say, we got a Giannis. We got a Jokic. We got a Wembanyama. The NBA is at its peak right now, and it's pulling in talent from all over the world. I'd even mention the other dude who likes to drink beer and needs to get in shape, and that happens to be another itch, Luka Doncic. Congratulations to Jokic, finally getting the recognition that he deserves. He didn't win no MVP, but it would be cool if he picked up a finals MVP, a championship, and solidified himself without a shadow of a doubt as one of the best big men that the NBA has ever seen in its 75, 76, 77-year history. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's good to see this man finally getting some love. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. Right now, at the end of three, the Miami Heat, they lead the Celtics 102-91. 103-91. And the Miami Heat are trying to steal one in Boston to start the series. We'll talk about that. A matter of fact, when we come back from break, we'll talk about a guy that was just eliminated in the prior round of the playoffs who's going to be a free agent. I'll tell you about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Just getting warmed up, just getting started, so don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. To hear from you, call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Miami Heat lead 103-98 against the Boston Celtics in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. There's still plenty of time to go. Only about 2 minutes have passed by here in the final quarter. And so this is a good one. Miami Heat proving again that even in it's just one game, but the Miami Heat letting everybody know that we ain't going to go away easy. And so this has been a fun one to watch. Right before we went to break, I talked about Nikola Jokic and how dominant he's been, how different he's been as an NBA player. I couldn't imagine him, someone his size, you know, playing or running point. It makes no sense. And this is what makes the NBA so fun to watch, because there's not one singular formula. It's not point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, and now the center is just the lug down low, or the center, you know, he's the centerpiece of the defense, or he plays in the paint. Like, Nikola Jokic is playing everywhere. He's running fast breaks. He's making outlet passes. He's cutting to the basket and dishing out. He's drawing defenders towards him. He's passing out of double teams. He's knocking down J's. He's ambidextrous. He's knocking down threes. He's fun to watch. He doesn't look like he should be out there playing basketball, but he is. It makes it even more fun to watch. 855-212-4CBS. And then in a few seconds, I want to tell you about another NBA player. He's not fun to watch. He's actually he's nauseating at this point in time. Tommy's calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I'm glad you brought up water polo, JR, with Nikola Jokic. I coach a little water polo now. One of my coaches that I coach with is Serbian, and he loves Jokic. And so I've watched him a lot more this year, and I'm right there with you with the way he's changed the game and kind of like the opposite way Steph changed the game. But, Jared, do you ever watch water polo?
Man, I don't watch no damn water polo. I mean, I've seen clips of it. I'm not in my basement at home just saying, hey, let me sit down. Where do I find it? On YouTube? On Peacock? Like, where do I find that?
Yeah, YouTube. It's all the international Olympic type stuff. But they're crazy for water polo in Serbia. And it's you can see some of the game translate and the way Jokic plays. But I just love big man, like you said, running, soft hands, good vision, and fortunate for me, I've got a buddy, Serbian, that
so what are the benefits of water? What from water polo transitions over to basketball? Jumping, the tips, like, what are the benefits?
It's similar. There's a center that's a prototypical basketball center right in front of the goal or the basket, and guys cutting, moving, outside shooters. I generally do the reverse analogy where it's like basketball, but you get a big guy that can run the break. Everybody's got to handle the ball, water polo, and
okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you this, Tommy. I don't think I'll be on YouTube Googling it anytime soon, but. From what I've seen, the ability to tap and pass, I'm sure that it translates just a little bit. Appreciate you for calling from San Diego, man.
Yeah, appreciate you. Find yourself in San Diego, we'll watch a little polo together.
Yeah, I think if I'm in San Diego, there's a bunch of other things I'd rather do, but I'll put that on the list somewhere, okay?
Unbelievable, man. Well, good. Well thank All you, right. JR. Have a great night.
Thank you, Tommy, for calling from San Diego. Hey, Shep, have you ever participated in world polo?
No, I only play real sports.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Tommy.
Oh, well, ouch. 855-212-4CBS. Chris is here from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, how are you this evening?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. I got to tell you, actually, it's been some stressful times lately cruising up and down the coast. I mean, it can't be all that bad, though, you know, if you're 65 doing that. But your show, brother, gets me through some tough evenings. And I want to just thank you and your callers very much. The callers are just as important. And I've been listening to sports radio, brother, since like the early 70s. My first call ever was to Bill Russell of Celtics, KBC 79, on your AM dial. I was like 11 years old. My mom's like, yeah, okay, you can call him. and talked about
that. That was cool, man. That's a hell of a memory.
So I just want to thank you, brother. You take care. Thank you.
Oh, well, that's it. Oh, thank you, Chris. What do you think about the Lakers, though? Oh, damn. He called to say thank you. He didn't even want to talk to me about sports. He just wanted to say that he likes the show. How about that? Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I try to do a show that's very different than a lot of the other stuff that happens to come on sports talk radio. And I appreciate the fact that you appreciate me. Thank you. And now I'm going to switch gears. I'm going to tell you about someone who I, as a basketball fan, do not appreciate. And his name is James Harden. James Harden I do not appreciate because James Harden is a quitter. And he's been great. He has been a great scorer. He certainly is someone who utilized his ability and skill to destroy people. Now, is he a winner? The answer is no. Early on in his career with the Oklahoma City Thunder, you could look at James Harden and say, oh, man, well, coming off the bench for OKC and playing with Durant and Westbrook, how would that work out? It didn't. They were too damn young. And then he gets his own team. And he was one of the most exciting players in the league. He played all the time. You got to give him credit. But he never won anything. And now he's gotten older. And now he's even lazier. And all of those bad habits while he was the guy, the star in Houston, it's finally caught up to him. And so James Harden, scoring champion, just a few years ago, 10-time All-Star, 3-time scoring champ, former MVP. He was a sixth man of the year when he was with OKC. He's a scrub now. He's at the end of games and he's quitting. He's not playing. And I think we've seen this before. And so James Harden, he has a player option for next season with the Philadelphia 76ers. It's been reported that he is going to decline that player option and go into free agency. And sure, why wouldn't you? James Harden is trying to pick up his latest check, which will probably be the last check of his career. James Harden has already made buckets of money in the NBA, hundreds upon hundreds of millions of dollars. Between that and his contract with Adidas, he's trying to go out with a bang. By the time next season starts, James Harden is going to be 34 years old. And here's my question. What sucker is going to give this dude a 4-year contract? That's like if somebody walked into your office. Let's say you were the boss at work. Maybe you are the boss at work. Somebody who shows up late, can't show up, isn't reliable, but is a good employee, a good worker most of the time, shows up and says, hey, can I get a raise? You going to give me longer money? Can I get a longer term deal? Can I have further assurances that you will employ my services? You can't give James Harden a 4-year contract. And I know Daryl Morey is the guy in Philadelphia now. He was the guy in Houston that he pretty much, you know, rode James Harden to any of the success that he had. But even Daryl Morey is smarter than that. Well, maybe he's not. Daryl Morey was actually asked about the future of the Sixers and what happens now that Doc Rivers is gone. We know James Harden wasn't too enthusiastic with Doc Rivers at the end of the year. And Daryl Morey is just like, yeah, I kind of made this decision myself. I don't know how much input any of the players are going to have into it in the future. Listen.
The players won't have a direct input in the coach. Obviously, who we have as players, I think, impacts, you know, how, you know, you want to look for a coach that is a fit with, you know, how we want to play and the players we have. But the players won't have an input in that.
Well, I mean, why would James Harden have an input anyway? He's a free agent, right? Unless there's an under-the-table deal. Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, there's a reason why that James Harden is in Philadelphia right now. It's because of that pre-existing relationship with Daryl Morey. And maybe Daryl Morey is telling the truth because he was talking about how Joel Embiid wasn't even happy that Doc got the boot. At least he said this. Listen.
They had a strong relationship. I mean, they're, you know, I have to make tough calls all the time with trades. You know, Joel was disappointed in, some of it was he didn't know the player we were getting in the trade who ended up helping us, but he was disappointed in the players that went out. I think it's natural to be very close with the people in the locker room. He was very close with Coach Rivers. And, yeah, he was shocked about the change. And, and it's my job to help convince him that the new coach is someone that he'll have a great relationship with as well.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, maybe if Joel Embiid played harder, maybe if he was capable of playing harder, maybe if James Harden showed up to work and actually played basketball, maybe Doc Rivers would still have his job. I think the players have a little bit more say in the success than the coach does. It's just the facts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Here's some advice. Don't give James Harden a contract. Don't. I think the Sixers are going to have maybe no choice. Anybody else? Don't pay this man. He's going to be at strip clubs. You're going to show up to work. He can give you 15 points and on 3 of 11 shooting, and then you're going to try to understand why you're paying him, I don't know, $20, $25, $30 million a year? There's always a sucker born every day. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Long time listener, first time caller. Love your show. I like how you spit the truth.
I love your show. You got a great show. You're the bomb diggity, man. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The Miami Heat, 114. The Boston Celtics, 110. Less than 2 minutes left in the game. Miami is starting to fall blank here in the scoring department. Oh, they just scored. Congratulations to them. 117 to 110. And it looks like, I don't know, looks like Miami might steal one. We'll give you an update here as the game gets down to the nitty-gritty. Boston Celtics kind of flaming out here late. Tatum, a couple of turnovers. We'll get into that. Not looking good right now for the Boston Celtics. We will definitely keep you updated. Also, not looking good. And these are a few things that have actually just come down the pipe. I know we had a caller. Shout out to all the listeners out in San Diego right now. I don't know what the hell is going on with your Padres. I have no idea what's going on with the offense. Manny Machado now has a small fracture in his left hand. He was hit on Monday against the Royals, and he is not going on the injured list as of right now. But you never know with the fracture. He could be out a week, maybe a couple of weeks, and he's all healed up. But this is not going to work out for the Padres right now. They stink. They got a record of 20-24. This is a team that I thought would be out there without a doubt competing in the National League West. It's the Dodgers again, and even Arizona is better than them. And San Diego is, I don't want to say they're hanging out in a toilet with Colorado, but they are. Everybody's all pretty much smashed up. Soto still gets on base like nobody's business at a 40% clip, but the hits aren't coming. Tatis Jr., he's fine rounding into form. But Tatis being gone and adding Bogarts and knowing that this offense is not putting up the runs that they thought it would, and not the easiest of things, especially giving Manny Machado a $350 million 11-year extension. Man, these baseball contracts are just, they're nuts. And then you got Tatis there. I won't even get into his contract extension. We know Tatis is, maybe he'll start making some good decisions. At least he's not Ja Morant. Also, that's out in San Diego. On the East Coast, the New York Yankees, Domingo Germán, the man who was caught with the sticky stuff on his hands last night, Domingo Germán has been suspended for 10 games. And in all honesty, the way that these players get checked in Major League Baseball, I'm surprised that we don't have more suspensions. Maybe I'm in the wrong space or wrong category, but I say, let these guys, let them cheat. Let them cheat. Who cares? Put the sticky stuff on his hands and let him play. I don't care. I like the stories, though. And by the way, the Yankees, they lost to the Blue Jays tonight, 3-0. Gerrit Cole had another amazing outing, went about 6, struck out 7. Chris Bassett for the Toronto Blue Jays, he went out there and he came out on top. And the Yankees, they were blanked 3-0. It's still early in the Major League Baseball season. And that's why I don't get overly hyped about people excited for their teams. I had my friends calling up here from Pittsburgh telling me about the Pirates. And it's nice. They're still above 500. But they ain't been all that hot lately. They're falling closer to below it. Look at the New York Mets. All the money that they're spending, almost $400 million plus in payroll. New York Mets are below 500. 21-23. Just last night, Justin Verlander got slapped around. Max Scherzer he's okay until Max Scherzer is tired and broken. Chicago White Sox in the complete toilet right now. So you never know what happens in the MLB season. Manny Machado out with a fractured hand. We got plenty of time to get into the baseball season. Something that we do have time to get into right now, it's a free throw game in Boston. The Miami Heat lead 122-114. Jimmy Butler, 34 points. It's 27 seconds left on the clock right now. Jimmy Butler takes a big sigh as he walks to the bench. The Boston Celtics just called timeout. Jimmy Butler took a sigh of relief. Jason Tatum, he has a look on his face of, oh, crap, this sucks. He has 30 points total in the game. But Jason Tatum has pretty much just had multiple turnovers here in the fourth quarter. And he's not getting the shots up that he had earlier on in the game. Jaylen Brown is dealing with a cut on his hand. Marcus Smart had to exit the game, went to the back for a while to go get a cramp checked out. He limped back there. And so the Boston Celtics, unless there's a miracle here, they're going to lose at home game one. Now, if we've learned anything from the Boston Celtics so far here throughout the postseason, Boston Celtics are not going to go anywhere. They're not going to quit. They're going to continue to fight back. Tatum can have a garbage game, and he could bounce back and have an absolutely awesome one. And the clock continues to tick down here as we move a little bit closer to a final. Butler, 34. Bam Adebayo, 20. Gabe Vincent, 15. Max Strus took him some time to get going, 15 points. Caleb Martin, 15 points off the bench. Kyle Lowry, 15 points off the bench. The Miami Heat have just been blazing here in this game. 51% shooting from downtown. 54% from the field overall. And the Boston Celtics, they struggle to score. 35% from three. 52% from the field. But the discrepancy in three-point shooting, not the move tonight for the Boston Celtics, as Jimmy Butler is back at the free throw line, 123-116. 10 seconds left in this game. They're going to walk away with this. Hey, Shep, how many people from Miami will call up tonight and scream about how the Miami Heat are discounted and they're going to sweep?
I have a feeling there's going to be quite a few, and I don't think it's so far-fetched to say the Heat will sweep the Celtics, JR. I just think the Heat have it, and the Celtics don't. And you talk about the coaching advantage. I mean, have you ever seen a more night-and-day coaching advantage in your life in a conference semifinals or a conference finals, for that matter?
A coaching at
what? I mean, circles around Missoula.
No one said anything about a coaching advantage.
No, but the reason why people feel like there's going to be an eventual sweep in the series is because you have a coach that is a future Hall of Famer, one of the 10 greatest to ever do it. And then Joe Mazzulla that just kind of got lucky in getting into this job in the first place.
A sweep?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Tatum and Brown played well in this game, JR. Obviously Tatum was not great down the stretch, but...
All right. Well, look. If we get a sweep here, then we get a sweep. I see Boston is having more talent. I see them, and you can look at the coach and adjustments. I know people were ready to fire Joe Mazzulla at the end of last series if they did not win. But damn, just to wipe them out 4-0. I mean, the Boston Celtics, they were pretty much in control of this game until we started to flip over into the third and no deeper into the fourth. At halftime, Boston led 66-57, and we got a final score. The Miami Heat win on the road 123-116. Jimmy Butler puts up 35 points. Everybody on this Miami Heat team, if you played some minutes, you contributed, except for Duncan Robinson. He played 7 minutes and he missed both of his threes. He finished with 0 points. Sorry, Duncan Robinson. But congratulations to the Miami Heat. They steal one. A victory in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Butler 35, Bam Adebayo 20, Gabe Vincent and Max Strus 15 apiece. Caleb Martin 15, Kyle Lowry 15. The Heat were knocking down these threes. A matter of fact, when we come back from the other side of the break, we'll hear some of the action. Jimmy Butler just spoke on the way off the court. Miami steals one. We'll talk about it. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts. The iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.